You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 11th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that U.S. officials are racing to understand the full scope of a major hack of U.S. broadband providers. It's believed to have been carried out by a group known as Salt Typhoon, tied to Chinese intelligence. Federal authorities and cybersecurity investigators are probing the breaches of Verizon, AT&T, and Lumen Technologies. Last week, we reported that the compromises may have allowed hackers to access information from systems the federal government uses for court-authorized network wiretapping requests. Lawmakers sent letters yesterday to the three companies asking what measures they are taking to protect wiretap systems from attack. Members of Congress have expressed concern that the hackers may have been able to spy on the U.S. government's efforts to surveil Chinese threats, including the FBI's investigations. Spokespeople for AT&T, Lumen, and Verizon declined to comment on the attack. A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington has denied that Beijing is responsible for the alleged breaches. X is dropping Unilever from its lawsuit against an advertising industry coalition and large marketers. That's according to a court filing. In a lawsuit filed in August, the social media company alleged the World Federation of Advertisers and Federation members, including Unilever, CVS Health, and Mars, conspired to withhold billions of ad dollars to force X to maintain certain safety standards. The lawsuit said the boycott began in 2022 after Elon Musk acquired the platform. Today's filing says X has dismissed its claims against Unilever, but will continue to pursue its claims against the other defendants. Unilever said in a statement that X had committed to ensuring the, quote, safety and performance of its brands on the platform, but declined to comment further on the agreement. X said in a post that it would be continuing its partnership with the brand. And shares of Tesla fell nearly 9% today, following the company's unveiling of its new driverless taxi. Investors at the event said it was, quote, light in real numbers and timelines, according to an analyst at Royal Bank of Canada. Meanwhile, ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft appeared to benefit from Tesla's underwhelming reveal. Uber shares rose nearly 11%, and Lyft shares were up over 9.5%. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.